This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker. Let's begin today with dramatic news in the tragic case of the girl that Governor Baker has called Baby Bella. Her body was found wrapped in a trash bag on Deer Island in June.
The latest developments began last night when police executed a search warrant in Dorchester, where neighbors say a woman lived with her young daughter who matched the description of the girl and who had not been seen for some time.
This afternoon, Governor Charlie Baker said that state child welfare staffers did work with the girl's family 2 years ago.
I believe the case was opened briefly in 13 and closed in 13. So we're basically looking back into the files with respect to that.
Joining us with the latest on this story is Mike Bello. He's Senior Assistant Metro Editor at the Boston Globe. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Okay. Well, Governor Baker says that Baby Bella was found in June and police had tracked down hundreds of leads and recreated her image, which they then put on billboards asking the public for more information. So do we know what caused this break for police to execute this search warrant last night?
Well, I think there were a number of pieces of information that investigators put together. I think the Boston Police, as Commissioner Evans said this afternoon, received some information and passed it on to the state police. I think there was some other information received that the state police got from some other people connected with law enforcement agencies. So I think it was a combination of pieces of information. And what really happened is the break came when they got this apartment. Some people apparently noticed something strange about this family at Maxwell Street, and officials went to that location, executed a search warrant last night, and found a treasure trove of information. And then, of course, they got some names and went after the folks who were being questioned. Mm.
So some of your reporters actually went to this Maxwell Street location today. They talked with folks who lived there. What did they find out?
Well, a lot of these people had seen the woman and the child. They hadn't seen the girl for months. One of the interesting things is somebody said they thought the girl was in DCF custody, so they didn't tell anybody about it. Another one said she didn't imagine that the child was connected with Baby Doe, just couldn't fathom it, think of a connection. There was one woman we talked to, Xiaomi Torres, who lives next door, said the girl used to play with her daughter. The children would run around and play with chalk, and the girl was often upset. Half the time she was crying, she said. They also remembered seeing the mother yell at the child often. They would keep odd hours showing up sometimes. The child was never remembered to be in daycare or school or anything like that. The mother would sometimes come upstairs to borrow a phone, again, internet password. One neighbor said, "I can't believe a mother could do that to her child." No one can fathom what happened here. We know the DA is having a press conference at 5 o'clock today, we're told right now. So obviously there's been developments in terms of possible charges in the case.
Mm. So, I guess the question here is, if these neighbors saw some troubling signs about a 4-year-old girl, presumably she was around 4 years old, and they thought that she might have matched the description that's been in photos everywhere, that police have been asking the public for information, it's been in billboards, why wouldn't they have gone to authorities? Any word about that?
I don't think that's clear that these neighbors thought it matched the description, at least the ones we talked to. One thought this kid was gone because it was in DCF custody. Another one said she just didn't make the connection at all between the missing child and the Baby Doe case. So I'm not sure they really made the connection that this was the kid, that they really processed in their mind that it might be the kid, at least anyone we talked to.
We did receive a statement from the State Department of Children and Families this afternoon saying that they had terminated Baby Bella's mother's parental rights with two other children and that they had investigated reports of abuse against Baby Bella 2 years ago. Wouldn't investigators have looked at all children involved with DCF when this first happened, when this young girl's body was found in June?
Well, you would think that would be the case, but it looks like DCF had terminated their investigation, at least regarding Baby Bella, back in 2013 and closed it after support was provided. One of the bizarre things about this case is that this, it appears the mother has a history of criminal charges ranging from prostitution and drug abuse, and there's questions about where she was. They were, looking back in her background, where she was with the child. I think she had lived in Maxwell Street the last maybe 2 years, so had apparently been floating around the Boston area, according to what we found out.
At this point, no one in custody, no arrests. Is that right, Mike?
Right. Our sources tell us that at least two people have been questioned, and they expect this press conference to announce a significant development in the case regarding the individuals they've questioned.
Okay. Mike Bellow, Senior Assistant Metro Editor at the Boston Globe. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.